prayer for God this morning.
I'm Ethan, Safari, Linda.
Anybody else? Our Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. What again we got yesterday, Lord. Just ask that you be with these prayer requests this morning. Lord, we just ask that you bless this service, help us to hear your words, and put them in practice, and help us to live with you. Jesus, we pray. Alright, what do we have this morning?
Joseph, chapter 10.
Chapter 10 is just continuing on what Job was saying. So, my soul is weary of my life. I will lean my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. It is good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of my hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked. Hast thou the eyes of flesh, or seest thou as man seeth? Are thy days as the days of man? Are thy years as man's days? So Job is saying, asking God, are you looking at me like a man? You see sin in my life as a man seeth it. Are you just seeing the outside appearance? Are you not looking at my heart? What I live, what my so. Verse 6. That thou inquirest after my iniquity and searchest after my sin, thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with the skin and the flesh, and hast fenced me with bones and sinews. That thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. And these things that hast thou hid in my heart, I know that this is with thee. So by sin then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from my iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore, see thou my affliction. So there he said, if I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. So he was saying, if he was righteous, he wasn't going to be proud. He was just going to be righteous, just live. For it increases, thou huntest me as a fierce lion, and again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witnesses against me, and increasest thy indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Wherefore then hast thou brought me forth out of the womb? Oh, that I did unto ghosts, and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days to you? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take comfort to little. Before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. A land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any word, the light is as darkness. verses, he was just saying, why didn't he just die when he was born? He's asking God why. So, next week, see if the speech is over. Do you have any questions?
See how a fire can spread to a large force. The tongue is a world of wrongdoings which defiles the whole body and is set on fire by the fires itself.
James 3:5-8. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, set is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison.
For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body.
Psalm 34:13. Keepeth thy tongue from speaking evil, and keepeth thy lips from speaking guile.
James 1:26. If any one among you considers himself to be religious, but does not know that one deceives his heart, and his religion is useless.
Ephesians 4:29.
Let no corrupt worker be out in your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, and that it may impart grace to the hearers.
Psalm 34:13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking evil.
James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts of great things. Behold, how big a matter a little fire kindles.
Deliver my soul, O Lord, from my lips and a deceitful tongue.
himself to be religious, but does not write all his son to be religious, religion is worthless.
Psalms of honor and one side. Citizens of private this digressing neighbor will I cut off. Things that have a high look and a strong heart will I not suffer. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit.
So what does that mean?
Keep your tongue from speaking deception.
Okay. Now, can anyone of you tell me what one of the first things you guys memorized, one of the subjects?
Divorce and remarriage.
Okay. Now, can anyone tell me one of those verses?
16:18.
Mark 10, verse 11 and 12. Matthew 5, 32.
Anybody else? Divorce, remarriage, and modesty. They can look up those again.